弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们有再一次在主面前交通的机会。
Thank the Lord that we do have the opportunity to share before the Lord.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give our thanks and praise unto you.
因为万有是本于你，依靠你，而且归于你。
For everything is from you, through you, and unto you.
而且荣耀归给你自己。
And all the glory be unto you.
我们无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都无依无靠的来到你面前。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear, without any other dependence, we come before you.
愿你向我们弟兄所祷告的，敞开天上的窗户。
Pray that just like our brother who have prayed, open the heavenly window.
因为一切的源头是你。
For you are the source of all.
若你没有供应我们，我们就没有什么可说的。
If you do not provide to us, we have nothing to say.
若你不启示我们，我们也没有什么可明白的。
Without your revelation, there's nothing we can understand.
若你不带领我们进入实际，我们也没有什么可以成就的。
If you do not lead us into the reality, there's nothing we can accomplish.
我们无依无靠地把今天这一点的时间交托在你的手中。
Without any other dependence, we commit today's time unto your hands.
把我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，都无依无靠的仰望在你的手中。
And we commit all those who speak, the one who translate, and those who hear unto your hands.
愿你诸般的大能来托住我们。
Pray all your power lift us up.
就是你复活的大能。
That is your power of resurrection.
使无变为有的大能。
And the power of cause nothing into being.
升天的大能。
Your ascension power.
掳掠一切仇敌的大能
and the power of taking all the enemies into captive
托住万有的大能
your power of lifting up all things
使万有在基督里面同归于一的大能
and the power of head all things into Christ
还有那无穷生命的大能
and the power of unlimited life
还有许多我们不知道不明白但是却是显出你荣耀的大能
And all those power which we might not know nor understand, but which will reveal your glory.
求你大大的运行。
Pray that you greatly manifest here.
多多的施恩。
And pray that you be gracious to us.
让我们每一位在今天的聚会中的都是遇见你自己。
So each one of us meet yourself in this gathering today.
让我们所得着的是从你那里亲自得着。
So what we receive is received from you.
愿把更多的颂赞荣耀敬拜爱戴归给你自己。
We give more blessing, honor, and praise unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read few places of scriptures.
首先我们读加拉太书第二章的二十节。
Let's start with Book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
请注意这一句话，因信神儿子而活，这在原文上是因神儿子的信心而活。
Please pay attention that live by the faith of the Son of God.
无论是我们称义或者我们能够成圣，或者我们能够得福气，或者我们能够得到主的应许，都是因为他的信心。
Regardless of our justification, sanctification, or we receive blessing, or it's all because of his faith.
我们再看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
And let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
后面这句话是好进入他儿子，我们主耶稣基督的交通。
And the second part is, says that so you can be called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们被呼召相信主的，进入主的。 同时也是进入与我们的主耶稣基督神的儿子的教统。
So as we are being called to believe the Lord and to enter the Lord, which is to be called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ.
我们再看以弗所书第一章。
And let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第10到12节。
Verse 10 through 12.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。That
in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he may gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得早称赞。
That we shall be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ.
我们再看, 约翰福音11章。
And let us look at Gospel Book of John chapter 11.
十一章的五十九到五十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 49 through 52.
内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他们说：“你们不知道什么。”
And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, say unto them, "You know nothing at all."
独不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡。 就是你们的益处。
Nor consider that it is expectant for us that one man should die for the people, that the whole nation perish not.
他这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死。
And this speak not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation.
他不但替这一国死。 并要将神世上的子民都聚集归一。
And not for the nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad.
我们再看, 约翰福音17章。
And let's look at Gospel Book of John chapter 17.
17章11节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
And now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
我们再看十七章的第20节到23节。
And let's look at chapter 17, verse 20 to 23.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou givest me, I gave unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。 叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。I
in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
我们有一段时间一直交通这个因神儿子的信心而活。
There has been quite a time that we fellowship upon to live by the faith of Son of God.
神儿子到地上来有一件最重要的事情。
For the Son of God to come on earth, there is one very important thing.
他虽然已经完成了那主要的工作，但今天还在继续的进行中。
Although he has already accomplished the major work, but today he continues to work.
就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That is to head up all things in Christ Jesus for those things in heaven and earth.
这实在是一个又高又大又难的事情。
That truly is something very high, deep, and difficult.
但是我们感谢主，这既然是天父的旨意，就必定成就。
But we thank the Lord, since this is the will of our Heavenly Father, so it shall be accomplished.
那我们前一次看到主他用生命来成就这件事情。
In previous times, we saw our Lord has accomplished this by His life.
所以我们如果活在他的生命里面，走在生命的路上，我们就可以进入这个世界。
So if we live in His life and walk on this way of life, then we shall be entering into this reality of life.
我们如果不在乎他生命的风，那个，我们忽略他的生命，不走在他生命里面，我们其实很难摸到那个世界。
But if we despise his life and not walk in this life, then we cannot touch upon this reality.
所以基督的生命是成就这件事一个重要的关键之一。
Therefore, the life of Christ is to one of the major keys to accomplish this.
另外从约翰福音十七章也让我们看到。
And also from Gospel Book of John chapter 17 we see.
主耶稣来地上他只求那独一之神的荣耀。
When our Lord Jesus come upon the earth, He only seek the glory of the only true God.
所以如果我们也像他一样能够求独一之神的荣耀。
So if we are just like Him to seek the glory of the only true God,
只有他的荣耀。
Only His glory.
我们不在乎我们的荣耀。
We despise our own glory.
如果我们单单的求他的荣耀，就会在这个事情上能够进入那个世界。
If we seek His glory only, then we're able to enter the reality of this.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
Therefore, this is something very important.
因为他的荣耀是顺着生命的路在走的。
Because His glory follows the way of life.
而我们的主他在地上的时候，他是完全的成就神所托付的。
And when our Lord was on earth, He fully accomplished what God has entrusted to Him.
所以每一次主他做一件事情成就的时候，神得荣耀。
So as every time our Lord accomplished something, then God received the glory.
所以虽然主人家也看到主的荣耀，但是呢，能把荣耀都归给神自己。
So although people do see Lord's glory, but everyone give glory unto God.
所以今天我们有个功课，就是要学习万有是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
So today we have to learn the lesson that everything is from Him, through Him, and also unto Him.
神是万有的源头。
God is the source of all things.
因为既然是本于他，当然是会逐渐的带到那个义的实际。
Since everything is from Him, then of course everything should be entering into the reality of being one.
因为我们原来是活在旧生命里面。
Because we originally live in our old life.
对我们来讲，本于他这件事情，我们有时候会很模糊。
To us, it seems very vague for to us to know about from him.
我们有时候是我们的意思，却是我们认为是他的意思。
Sometimes it's our own will, but we thought it's his will.
如果没有在生命里面交通，没有在灵里面交通，我们很难知道这件事情。
If we do not fellowship in life nor in spirit, then it's hard for us to understand this.
如果没有亲自从主那里得着主在我们身上的带领和托付，我们就不太明白。
If we have not personally received the leading and entrustment from the Lord, then it's hard for us to understand.
但是本于他、依靠他和归于他，是万有在他里面同归于一的一个重要关键。
But from him, through him, and unto him is a very important key in the fact that to head up all things in Christ.
所以我们每做一件事情，我们需要在主面前认真的寻求源头在哪里。
So every single thing we do, we truly have to seek seriously before the Lord, which one is the source.
源头出于神，过程依靠神。 结局归于神。
Source is from God, and the process depends on God, and the result is unto God.
所以如果是这样子的话，我们就很容易摸到那个一的世界。
So if that's so, then it's very easy for us to touch upon the reality of oneness.
好，那这个我们的主他在地上，我们的主身上有两种荣耀。
Our Lord on earth have two kinds of glory.
我们主他本身有两种，有两种荣耀，一个荣耀是他本来就有的荣耀。
Our Lord has two kinds of glories. One kind of glory is what He already has.
那个荣耀呢，是他是他就是神，他就是创造者本身。
That glory is that He is God and He is the Creator.
他是与父同有的荣耀。
He received the same glory as God.
这一方面呢，我们只能逐渐的明白，但是我们，怎么讲？我们很不容易形容他。
For this aspect, we can only understand bit by bit, and it's hard to describe.
但还有另外一个荣耀是他成为人子的荣耀。
And there's another glory that is the glory of being the Son of God, the Son of Man.
他倒空他自己。
He has emptied himself.
因为他倒空他自己，所以呢，他在地上的时候，他与天父是在灵里面的交通。
Because he has emptied himself, so he fellowshiped in spirit with Heavenly Father when he was on earth.
所以他每一个事情的开起头，他都要跟父呢有一个很密切的一个交通，才有开始。
So for him to start anything, that he must have a deep fellowship with Father before he starts.
所以他因为每一件事情都是源于父，源于神自己。
Because everything his source is from God and Heavenly Father Himself.
神也借着他被钉十字架，所以把万人召聚到他的面前。
Through our Lord being crucified on the cross, so God has gathered everyone unto Him.
所以他虽然被降为最低的。
So although He has been lowered to the lowest.
但他升高，神把他升到至高。
But God has lifted Him up to the highest.
然后他的名就成为超乎万民之上的名。
And his name become the name above all names.
所以当我们在寻求这件事情的时候，我们需要也注意，只有他的名也是一个尊名，也独一的尊名。
So as we seek this, we shall know that only his name is the only highest name.
所以今天我们在这里聚会，
So as we gather today,
我们呢是除了耶稣基督的名之外，还有没有别的名呢？
Besides the name of Lord Jesus Christ, do we have any other names?
我想我们这个问题不太思想。
I think normally we do not think about this question.
所以我们知道有很多的聚会，除了耶稣基督的名之外，他还弄了一个很响亮的名。
So we know that there are some gatherings that besides the name of Lord Jesus, that they still put up some other name.
他如果弄了一个很响亮的名，结果人看到那个响亮的名，却把耶稣基督的名呢忽略了。
If they have some other famous names, then all people see are those famous names, and people start to disregard the name of Lord Jesus.
但主的话很清楚告诉我们，只有他的名是超乎万民之上的名。
But our Lord has clearly told us that only His name is above all names.
只有他的名可以被高举。
Only His name shall be put on high.
如果我们在耶稣基督的名之外再高举另外的名，其实在万有同归于一的这样的一个实际上已经离开了。
If we lift up any other name besides the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, actually we already depart from the reality of sum up all things in Christ.
那主也用他的名来保守我们。
And also our Lord uses his name to keep us.
所以当我们单单的尊他的名的时候，他就保守我们能够专一在他的面前。
So if we only lift up His name, then He keeps us to be focused on Him.
而且不但得到保守，而且什么？他带我们进入他的爱的实际里面。
And not only we are being kept, but also He bring us into the reality of His love.
哦，刚才这个我们在拨饼的时候
，When we were breaking the bread,
我们有姊妹点到这个，让我爱不受感戴。
A sister pointed out a hymn that let us love but not being rewarded.
其实那个是主耶稣自己。
But that is actually our Lord Jesus Himself.
主耶稣在我们还不知道什么是救恩，甚至拒绝救恩的时候，他已经为我们成就了一切。
Even when we did not know what salvation was and even reject the salvation, our Lord has accomplished everything Himself.
他为我们倒空他自己。
For us, he emptied himself.
他为我们被钉十字架,
for us, he crucified on the cross for us.
都不是先等我们明白,
not to do those until we understand first.
都不是等我们同意啊,
not that we agree with that first.
我想等我们明白再看同意的话,
I think that if he waited until we understood and as we agreed, then actually there would be no opportunity at all.
他知道我们很有限,
he knows that we are so limited.
我们要明白这些呢, 不是那么快, 不是那么简单,
it's not easy nor quick for us to understand those.
所以他爱我们, 在我们不明白, 不同意, 不愿意的时候, 他已经完成了救恩的工作。
Because he loves us, that when we did not understand and we did not even agree, that he actually already accomplished the work of salvation.
他被降为自卑,
he was lowered to the lowest.
所以诗歌说, 地虽否认他的为名,
so the hymn says that although earth reject his lowly name,
神却将他升为至高,
but God has lifted him up on high.
所以他得到超乎万民之上的名,
therefore he has received a name that's above all names.
所以我们实在是需要主帮助我们,
so truly we need the Lord to help us.
在我们当中除了耶稣基督的名字外, 没有别的名,
among us besides the name of Lord Jesus Christ there shall be no other name.
你知道有很多人有 有很多聚会啊, 他们为了要吸引人, 他要把自己的名打得很响亮。
There are some gatherings that in order to attract people, so they have to make up a very famous name.
就那个很响亮的结果呢, 这主耶稣的名就好像被忽视了。
So as a result of the famous name, our Lord's name is being despised.
但是我们聚在一起剥那个饼的时候,
but as we gather to break the bread,
那个饼代表什么?
What does the bread represent?
那个饼代表, 一面代表主耶稣身体为我们裂开,
on the one hand, the bread represents our Lord's body broken for us.
另外一面代表, 凡是相信接受主, 凡是主所买赎回来的, 都在里面。
On the other hand, it represents all of those who believe unto the Lord, who are being redeemed by the Lord, it's all included.
一面来讲, 在时间当中, 在现在, 我们看得见的所有的基础都包括在里面。
So for in time that all the Christians we can see are all included in this.
讲得更大一点是宇宙的基督徒都在里面。
And also even larger speaking that it's the universal Christians are all included.
所以那个饼是很大的。
So this bread is very large.
所以我们今天在这里可能不管多少百人, 但是呢, 都还只是那里面的小部分而已。
So regardless of how many hundreds of people are here, but it's only a little part of the bread.
所以主如果把其他地方的弟兄姊妹都招聚来, 还是同样可以用这个饼的。
So if the Lord gathers all other Christians from different places, we can still use the same bread.
但是你知道有很多的聚会, 他们是有会员制的。
But you know there are many gatherings, they have memberships.
你没有会员, 你就不能剥那个饼。
If you are not a member, then you cannot break the bread.
你不是我们这一个就说这个团体里面的就不能剥这个饼。
If you are not part of this group, then you cannot break the bread.
这就是把那个主的那个同归于一的那个缩小了。
That is to shrink the fact of how our Lord summed up all things in Him.
严重一点是破坏了。
And seriously speaking, it's actually destroyed.
所以当我们聚在一起的时候, 我们应该只有耶稣基督的名。
So as we gather, there should be only the name for Lord Jesus Christ.
除了他的名以外, 没有别的名。
Besides his name, there shall be no other name.
凡是神所接纳的, 我们都接纳。
For all those whom God accepts, we shall all accept.
凡是主耶稣宝血所买赎回来的, 我们都在主面前, 都接受他。
For all those who are being redeemed by the Lord's precious blood, then we accept them.
所以他的名是那个超乎万民之上的名。
Therefore, his name is the name above all names.
也因为他的名使我们能够合在一起。
And because of his name, we are able to be gathered together.
如果我们在他的名之外还要再独特一个名,
if besides his name, we set up another name,
结果那个独特的名呢, 就叫我们跟其他神的儿女呢有隔阂。
Then this other name will divide us up to, between other brothers and sisters.
我想这个是在现今在基督徒当中哈, 很多聚会当中是一个存在的现象。
I think this is a fact that within today's Christianity.
但是我们希望主帮助我们, 让我们能够单单的看见他的名字何等的尊贵，何等的独特，是何等的独一的。
So may the Lord help us so we see that His name is how honorable, how unique, and the only name.
如果我们不觉得他的名宝贵的话，我们可能就会希望再有另外一个，好像更花俏的啊，来，就是我们来用它。
If we do not see how precious His name is, then we might want to use some other name that's more fancy.
主到地上来，就是要招聚万有，归在他的里面。
Our Lord came to earth is to gather all things unto Himself.
那蒙恩得救的圣徒就成为他重要的器皿。
Therefore, those who are being saved by grace, those saints become His important vessels.
所以圣徒在主里面合一，就是带动宇宙万有合一的一个重要的关键。
Therefore, it's a very important key as the saints are gathered together in one, which will bring into the reality of all things in universe gathered together in one.
圣徒如果在这个事情上忽略，你也不用期待万有能在基督里面同归于一。
If the saints ignore this, then you do not expect all things gathered together in one in Him.
所以神给我们有个很重大的托付。
Therefore, God has given us a big entrustment.
所以今天我们在主里是不是能够活在义的实际，这是神很看重。
God sees it very important that whether today we're able to live in the reality of being one.
但是这个义其实不是外面的一个假象。
But this being one is not just some fake things from outward.
它里面有生命的实际。
There is the reality of life in this.
那主的话告诉我们，你如果单求神的荣耀，这义会成为实际。
And God's words tell us, if you seek the glory of only true God, then this oneness shall be revealed.
你单单看重主的名，这义会成为实际。
And if you only look important on God, the name of the Lord, then this oneness shall become reality.
另外一面就是你注重你跟主的关系。
On the other hand, you pay attention to the relationship you have with the Lord.
什么叫跟主的关系？
So what is the relationship with the Lord?
我们这人一得救就被放在基督里面。
As soon as we are being saved, we are being put in Christ.
我们知道天父跟主耶稣是合一的。
We know that the Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ is one.
天父跟主耶稣，天父跟神的儿子是没有间隔的。
There's nothing in between the Heavenly Father and the Son of God.
所以我们被放在主里面，就放在天父里面是一样的。
So as we are being put in Christ, then it's the same as we are being put in the Heavenly Father.
所以我们如果跟主有一个正常的关系，我们自然就进到一的世界。
So if we have a normal relationship with our Lord, then immediately we enter into a reality of being one.
所以如果有一个现象，圣徒之间不能够显出义的实际。
So if there is a condition that for the saints are not able to reveal the fact of being one.
那就着跟主的关系来讲，一定有人不在主里面。
Then, based on the relationship with the Lord, there must be someone not in Christ.
你不可能大家都在主里面又不一的，这是不可能的。
It's impossible for everyone to be in the Lord, but there is no fact of being one.
所以你只要是真的在主里面，你跟主有一个对的正常的关系，你不可能不一的。
So as long as if you are truly in Christ and you have a normal relationship with the Lord, it's impossible not being one.
因为天父跟神的儿子那个一是已经存在的事实。
Because it is already a fact that for our Heavenly Father and our Lord is being in one.
所以你只要进到主里面，你跟主是一的，你跟天父也是一的。
So if you truly enter into our Lord and you are one with the Lord, then surely you are one with our Heavenly Father.
所以所有的圣徒他如果进到这个天父与神的儿子一里面，他自然就在一里面。
So if all the saints enter into the reality of the Heavenly Father and the Lord is being one, then immediately he's part of this oneness.
所以在以弗所书第四章说，要保守在圣灵里面的一，而不是说赐给我合一的灵，不一样，你知道吗？
So in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 says that keep the unity in spirit, which is different from that.Give us the spirit of unity.
也就是说，你如果是一个顺服圣灵引导的人，你自然就在一里面。
It means that if you are someone obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, then immediately you are in one.
不是圣灵还有另外一个合一的灵再来
It's not that there's another spirit that's called into oneness.
所以我们只要真正的在主里面，自然就是一。
So if we are truly in the Lord, then of course we are just being one.
另外一面怎么样说？主也在我们里面，把我们带到一的丰富里面去。
On the other hand, that our Lord is in us, bring us into the riches of being one.
因为我们既然是一的，怎么他在我们又把我们，这是帮是让我们真正去经历那个一的各样的丰富。
Since we're already being one, then for Him to be in us is to let us to experience all the riches of being one.
神是无限丰富的。
God has all the unlimited of riches.
所以他既然是无限的丰富，所以我们主给我们永生去经历他，这是很大的福气。
So it's a great blessing as He has all the unlimited of riches and God gives us the eternal life to experience all His riches.
这不是等到将来才经历，应该从现在开始经历。
It's not to wait to experience until the future, but actually we can experience now.
所以让我们看到我们在基督里，基督在我们里面，这是件重要的事情。
So we see that it's a very important thing that we are in Christ and Christ in us.
基督在我们里面，就他就成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
For Christ in us, He becomes our wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and salvation, redemption.
所以主如果在我们里面，他会发动一切。
So for the Lord in us, He works all things.
所以你要经历万有是本于他、依靠他、归于他，那是很容易的事情。
So it would be very easy for us to experience all things from Him, through Him, and unto Him.
所以我信主之后有一个很大的释放。
So after I believe the Lord, I have such a great set free.
因为信主以前哈，总怕自己不够聪明。
Before I believe the Lord, I was always afraid I was not wise enough.
所以呢，有很多努力。
So I put up so much effort.
而且呢，这个总是觉得自己记忆力很不好，觉得很吃亏。
And I always felt that I was not good at memorizing things.
真的，我觉得记忆力很不好，还是很吃亏啊。因为有人记忆力真的很好。
I truly felt that I fall short because I did not have good memory.
我就大学同学里面有人哈，把每一个同学的生日、地址、电话什么，通通记得一清二楚。
I had some college classmates who memorized all the personal data of every single classmate.
他不用翻的。
He did not even need to look up.
你只要跟他讲某某某，哦，哪一年哪月哪日生，然后他又住哪里，他又什么，然后电话什么什么，通通都给你背出来。
If you just mention someone's name, then he's able to memorize all the personal data of that person.
然后我又看到，哇，有些人实在是很厉害啊。
And I also saw that someone was so sharp.
东西只要看一遍，我还没看清楚，他已经都记起来了。
That person was able to memorize everything just by looking through once.
啊，我看了一个姊妹，她路哈走过一次，她就会了。
I saw a sister that as soon as she walks through the way once, then she knows.
她的记忆是照相式的记忆。
Her memory was just like a camera.
所以她走过的，咔嚓咔嚓就照完了之后，然后她就回想啊，那里左转，那里右转，那里怎么样，很清楚啊。
So as soon as she was able to walk this way once, then she remembers every single way very well.
你有没有觉得碰到这样的人很挫折？
Don't you feel so discouraged if you meet someone like that?
因为我没有这个能力啊。
Because I was not able like that.
我每次都输他一块，每次都，我还没搞清楚他已经弄好了。
Every time, even before I got clear about all those, but they already knew everything.
但是信主之后，哎呀，我好像翻过来。
But after I believed the Lord, I felt it was the opposite.
我头脑不记得。
Although my mind could not memorize.
我甚至心里没什么感觉。
Although my heart did not have much feeling.
但是呢，常常在很关键的时候，哎，主就有引导来了。
But most of the time at the turning point, then the Lord guides.
有声音来了。
And a voice comes.
或者有话来了。
Or words comes.
或者有个感动来了。
Or some kind of touch came up.
哎，起头还有点怀疑，这个有没有搞错啊？
At first, I even doubt whether I misunderstood.
但是呢，哎，实在经历很多，我也经历很多后悔的事情。
But I also experienced many things that I regret.
因为呢，主明明感动你要这样，可是我呢，就是没有信心，就不做。
Because the Lord very obviously touched me to do certain things, but because I was of no faith, so I did not do them.
那等到事情一发展，最后结果，果然就是那个结果。
But then at the very end, I realized the result was really that way.
我当初如果顺服下去的话，就不是，就不是那样。
If I obey from the beginning, then it would not be that way.
哎呀，我就发现哈，主让我们的生活变轻松啊。
Then I realized our Lord has made our life become very simple.
你今天没有超强的记忆没关系啊。
It's okay even if you don't have a super good memory.
为什么没有关系呢？
Why is that it's okay?
你有一个超强的主在你里面了。
You have the super Lord in you.
他比任何的这个肉身的这些的长处呢更好更强。
He's above all those abilities in our flesh.
从来不失误的。
He never delays.
所以基督在我们里面是很大的福气啊。
So Christ in us is such a great blessing.
这是个很喜乐的事情。
It's something so joyful.
这你看你应该欢喜跳跃的事情。
You should really jump up and...
我在刚信主不久哈，我还很喜欢，就是最终之乐，就是旧造的那些东西。
Not long after I believed the Lord, I still enjoy the things of the old created being.
当然，我不是说现在就不受吸引。
Not that now I'm not attracted to them anymore.
但是呢，我经历那里面的基督啊，主在里面常常给我的引导带领之后，我就发现。我若跟主的关系一断掉哈，这是我亏很大。
But because I have experienced how the Lord leads me and guides me, so I realize that if my relationship with the Lord is broken, then I really it's my own disadvantage.
不是我的日子变好，是我的日子变糟糕了。
It's not that my life become better, but my life become worse.
所以他在我们里面，他把我们带到那个一的那个丰富里面去。
So as he is in us, he will bring us into the riches of being one.
因为我们想一哈，就大概就成这么小，这么一点点，对不对
？As we think about one, it's all just so little, just like this.
但是神的一是很大很大的。
But God's oneness is so great.
啊，你光想想那个新耶路撒冷有多大呢
？Just even if you think about how great is the New Jerusalem.
长、宽、高都是四千里，这个多大？
For all the width, length, and height is all 400 cubits.
如果照着现在讲，你坐飞机还坐好久啊。
And if it's by plane, then it would take you a long time.
对，你要飞得高也飞很久啊。
And to fly such high would take such a long time.
所以在神里面，在基督里面那个一是很丰富，很丰富的。
Therefore, it's so rich to be in one in Christ.
啊，不像我们想象，可能只是一个点呐、啊，或者一小小的东西而已。
It's not what we imagine, just one point or something so little.
所以我们实在需要主给我们能够多多尝到这方面的丰富。
So we truly need the Lord to help us to taste such riches.
所以只要我们在基督里面，就是在一的世界。
So as long as we are in Christ, we are in this.Reality of oneness.
基督在我们里面，父神也在我们里面，他把我们带到他那荣耀的丰富里面去。
For Christ in us and the Father is also in us, so He brings us into all the glories of riches.
所以我们是在盼望主给我们恩典，让我们从现在开始不再愿意跟他的关系出差错。
So truly, we pray the Lord gives us the grace. Starting from now, we hope that our relationship with Him shall not be broken.
因为这一出差错呢，神当然有亏损了，那我们的损失也很大。
Because as soon as there's something wrong with the relationship, of course, God falls short, but also we lose a lot.
好，那另外一点呢，把我们带到一的这个实际里面。
And another point which brings us into the reality of one.
就是进入这个父和子的这个交通和联合。
That is being entered into the fellowship of the fellowship of Christ and God.
这个对我们来讲是很陌生的东西。
This is something very strange to us.
但是也是我们需要很实际的去经历它。
But it's also something we shall experience it in reality.
因为既然天父跟神的儿子是一的。
Because since the Heavenly Father and His Son is one.
所以天父跟神的儿子是有一个很亲密的交通的。
So there's a very close, intimate fellowship between the Father and the Son.
如果我们不进入这个交通。
If we do not enter into such fellowship.
我们恐怕对这个一呢的认识和经历就会非常少。
So maybe we have very limited understanding and experience of this oneness.
不但非常少呢，而且我们呢，会很限制它。
Not only we have very little of those experience and understanding, but we will also limit it.
所以进入这个交通，第一件事情必须是要以神的事为念。
So the first thing to enter into this fellowship is to mind the things of God.
这是我们主耶稣在十二岁的时候，他去圣殿的时候，那时候他留在耶路撒冷，没有跟他父母亲回去。
That was what happened when our Lord Jesus at 12 years old, when he went to the temple, he left behind in Jerusalem and did not go back with his parents.
因为那个时候在他心里面，他已经与天父已经进入那个交通。
Because back then in his heart, he already started a fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
所以他呢，他愿意更多的认识父在他身上要带领的。
So he's more willing to understand the guidance of the Father.
所以我们也需要有这样的一个态度。
So we should also have the same attitude.
不要只看我们自己的事。
Not only look at the things of ourselves.
不要只站在我们自己的立场。
Not only look at from the point of view of ourselves.
我们需要主，我们需要天父启示我们。
We need the Lord and Heavenly Father to reveal to us.
什么是他所看重的？
What he puts important attention to?
什么是他现在要做的？
What are the things that he wants to do now?
什么他是在我们身上要做的？
What are the things he wants to work upon us?
我们愿意以他的事为念的话，我们就能进到下一步。
If we are willing to mind the things of God, then we're able to enter to the next step.
这下一步就是讨他的喜悦。
The next step is to seek his pleasure.
你有没有觉得讨神的喜悦是很好的事情？
Don't you feel that it's a good thing to seek God's pleasure?
我们的主耶稣他每一件事情都是讨父神的喜悦。
Our Lord Jesus seeks Father's pleasure in all things.
你知道我们在长大的过程当中，我们总是以我们自己的高兴为高兴。
As in the process of our growth, we always seek the pleasure of ourselves.
但是我们的主不是这样。
But our Lord was not like this.
他跟天父有一个交通，到一个地步，他所做出来的事情是天父喜悦。
His fellowship with the Heavenly Father was to the point that whatever he did was seeking the pleasure of the Father.
所以天父喜悦，所以天父呢一定要把天打开，来向世人见证他已经喜悦他的儿子。
So as the Heavenly Father pleased him, therefore he shall really open up the heaven and tell the people that he delights in his Son.
所以如果我们真的是讨父神的喜悦，父神也会给我们一个敞开的天。
So if truly we seek the pleasure of our Father, then our Father will give us an open heaven.
不但是一个敞开的天，而且父神为着他喜悦我们来做见证。
Not only an open heaven, but for God to please us, then he shall testify for us.
我们心里要有这样的一个盼望。
We should have such hope in our hearts.
有这样的愿意。
And have such willingness.
让神为着他喜悦我们来做见证。
So for God to testify for he delighting us.
我们自己说他喜悦我们，这不够。
It's not enough if we say ourselves that he delights in us.
也许我们没有讲错。
Maybe we did not say anything wrong.
但是你要知道说，你如果说哪一个人很喜欢我，你光讲说他很喜欢我，他还没讲，你可能说的不准。
But it might not be right if yourself says that someone likes me, but that person did not even say so.
对不对？天父喜悦的话，天父要为他所喜悦做见证。
If the Heavenly Father delights in this person, then he shall testify for this person.
我们如果得到父神的喜悦，让父神来为我们做见证。
If we do receive the pleasure from Heavenly Father, then Father will testify for us.
这个见证才更实在。
Then that's the more reality of this testimony.
但在这个交通里面，有一个事情是不能缺少的。
But there's one thing that cannot be lacking in this fellowship.
就是祷告。
That is prayer.
你不能说你不祷告，你跟天父、跟神的儿子有交通，我觉得很困难。
It would be very difficult if you say that you have fellowship with the Father and His Son, but you do not pray.
不是我们想的就已经是他的交通了。
It's not that what we think is already being in fellowship with him.
我是蛮同意这个 Andrew Murray 他的讲法。
I truly agree with what Brother Andrew Murray said.
他说你每天需要给自己一个固定的时间。
He said you should give yourself a set up time.
这个固定的时间是你跟神，你跟主耶稣的时间。
And this set up time is the time between you and the Lord and God.
你这个固定时间就到主面前去亲近主去祷告。
So during the set up time, then you come before the Lord to pray with him.
在这里你可以向他祷告，你也可以进入跟他的交通。
And in this time, you can pray to him and also enter into the fellowship with him.
而你如果没有这个时间，你说你要随时跟他交通，这个是很困难的。
He said that if you do not set up such time and you say you can always fellowship with him, that's very difficult.
你说你从来没有专一的时间来跟主有交通过。
If you do not have the focused time to fellowship with the Lord.
然后你突然要进入那个劳伦斯，他无论在做菜的时候，在什么时候都跟主有很好的交通，不要骗自己啊。
Then you are like lying to yourself if you say you are able to enter into what our brother Lawrence did. Just he fellowship with the Lord all the time, even when he was cooking.
我承认我做不到。
I admit that I'm not able to do that.
啊，我需要有专一的时间。
I do need this focused set up time.
我们人是很容易受打岔的。
It's easy for us to get distracted.
多一个人跟我们讲一句话，你的心思就岔开了。
When one additional people talk to us, then our heart gets distracted.
多一点事情发生，我们心就乱了。
When more things happen all at once, then our heart gets distracted.
你没有足够的时间跟主亲近。
You do not have enough time to have relation to be close to the Lord.
你要进入很深的交通是非常困难的。
Then it would be very difficult for you to enter into a deep fellowship with the Lord.
我相信有经验人都同意这样的想法。
I do believe that those our experience do agree with this.
因为我们这人很迟钝的。
Because we are so dull.
啊，你能够像啊那个谁啊啊丁荣师弟兄哈，他说他每天早上起来，他可以十五分钟之内能够进到灵里面的交通。
Like Brother Dean, he said that immediately after he wake up, then within 15 minutes, he's able to enter into the fellowship in spirit.
我相信不是很多人可以这样。
I believe not many people can do so.
因为至少怎么样说，你要一直都跟主保持一个好的关系。
Because at least you shall always keep the good relationship with the Lord.
如果你被玷污了，如果你犯罪了，你怎么能一下子进入交通呢？
If you were being corrupted or you sin, then how can you enter into such fellowship immediately?
所以祷告有个专一的时间是必须的。
Therefore, it's a must to set up a focused time for prayers.
如果你有这样的一个机会的话，你就有可能进入深入的交通。
If you have such opportunity, then you have the chance to enter into the deeper fellowship.
就是连我们主耶稣他也给自己常常找一个专一的时间出去交通的。
Even our Lord himself always find a set appointed time to go to fellowship with his Father.
所以你读四福音，你常常看到主耶稣有时候在人家觉得很需要他的时候呢，他反而抽身了。他到山上去了，去祷告去了。
So as you read the four Gospels, we find that when the people seem to need our Lord the most, then he actually left.To pray on the mountain.
啊，譬如说他要选十二个使徒，他要去好好祷告一个晚上，他才知道要找谁呀。
So before he was going to choose the 12 apostles, he went up to mountain to pray for whole night before he knew who he would choose.
而且他找的十二使徒里面有一个是犹大，将来是要卖他的。
And among the 12 apostles he chose, one of them was Judas who will betray him.
这个不是他事后才知道的。是他在选他以前已经知道这件事情。
He already knew this even before he chose him.
如果他在父面前没有很透彻的交通，他怎么能接受这件事情？
If he did not have such thorough fellowship with the Father, how could he accept this fact?
今天我们都不愿意把一个反对我们的人放在我们的身边呢。
Today we are not willing to put someone who's against us next to us.
那主耶稣没有那么笨吧？
I think Lord Jesus was not that stupid.
他找一个要卖他人，就跟他最亲近的。
He chose someone who would betray him to become someone closest to him.
还叫他管钱呢。
And even ask him to take care of the treasury.
而且他还知道他会偷钱。
And he actually knew that he would steal the money.
这一定要什么？这一定要跟天父有很好很好的交通。
It must be that he has had a very good fellowship with Heavenly Father.
如果没有跟天父很好的交通，不要说什么，那个心里就过不去啊。
Without a good fellowship with the Heavenly Father, then he could not let go of this.
如果你知道在你旁边有一个人，你知道他马上要卖你，他将来要卖你，你会怎么样？
If you knew someone next to you who betrayed you immediately, what would you feel?
你很清楚他要卖你。
And you knew very clearly, how would you feel?
你会一天很舒服吗？
Would you feel so set free whole day?
不会的。
No.
主耶稣跟犹大在一起不是只有一天啊。
And our Lord Jesus being with Judas is not just for one day.
三年多啊。
More than 3 years.
这不是很好过的日子啊。
It was not an easy day.
对不对？这个要卖他人就在他身边，要跟他三年多，你光说你不要光主耶稣心里就过不去啊。
So for someone who betrayed him was next to him for more than three years, he should not let go of this.
谁能释放主啊？
Who can set our Lord free?
他跟天父的交通。
Only the fellowship between him and the Heavenly Father.
他跟天父的交通使得怎么样？犹大都看不出来主耶稣已经知道这件事情。
With his fellowship with the Father, that even Judas did not know that Lord Jesus really knew this.
所以今天我们在主面前也是要学这个功课。
So today, before the Lord, we should also learn this lesson.
对不对？然后主耶稣在一起的那些门徒，根本很多听不懂他的讲什么。
And a lot of disciples next with Lord Jesus did not even understand what he was talking about.
不但听不懂他讲的，而且常常给他出难题啊。
Not only they did not understand what he was talking about, they also gave him difficulties.
而且他选择的也不是地上的人认为那些又聪明又有智慧的人。
And whom he chose were not the people who the earthly people think they were smart.
我们站在那个我们把我们自己摆在那个四福音里面那个主耶稣那个情况，你看，哇，主耶稣日子不好过。
If we put ourselves in the shoes of our Lord back then in the four gospel days, we know that our Lord did not have easy life.
怎么能够在这个很不好过的环境，他能够很释放呢？
How could he set free in such difficult days?
他能够一步一步的遵循父神的旨意呢？
He was able to follow the will of God step by step.
他能够一件一件的完成父神的托付呢？
And he was able to accomplish the entrustments from God.Step by step.
那个交通很重要。
So the fellowship was very important.
所以今天我们对我们来讲话，如果主给我们允许一个环境是困难的。
So today, if Lord allows to give us a situation that's difficult.
而且难到一个地步呢，你完全没有办法解决。
And so difficult to the point that you cannot resolve at all.
你不要一直在那里怪这个环境很难。
So do not blame on the circumstances.
我们需要向主耶稣来到主面前，来到天父面前。
We shall be just like our Lord to come before the Heavenly Father.
有的时候短暂的交通就可以过去。
Sometimes such short fellowship will bring you go through this.
有的时候需要整个晚上的交通。
But sometimes it requires the fellowship whole night.
但是呢，我们不要因为外面有需要，我们就放弃这个交通。
But we shall not give up such fellowship because there are needs from outward.
你看主耶稣他常常把握这个交通的机会。
You see our Lord always take the opportunity of having such fellowship.
把握的交通就不是说等到没事情才去交通啊。
Take hold of the opportunity to fellowship not mean that he fellowship when he had nothing to do.
你看我们主耶稣他当这个给5000人吃饱。
You see, when our Lord fed the 5,000,
大家都很兴奋。
Everyone was so excited.
不但很兴奋，大家说这就是要做我们的王。
Not only people were excited, then they also say that he is our king.
大家巴不得现在主耶稣赶快来起来称王。
Everyone want to rush our Lord to become king at that moment.
主耶稣什么？反而躲起来了。
Our Lord withdraw and hid himself.
所以主耶稣不是看需要。
So our Lord did not look at the needs.
主耶稣不是看外面的需要，主耶稣看他里面的需要。
Our Lord did not look at the needs from outside, but looks at the needs within.
他看他跟天父的关系。
He looks at the relationship between him and the Heavenly Father.
所以他跑到山上，再跟天父好好的交通。
So he went up to the mountain and he had a deeper fellowship with Heavenly Father.
门徒都不明白这件事情。
The disciples did not understand this.
主要是叫门徒说, 渡到那边去。
Lord Jesus told his disciples to cross to the other side.
门徒那里想说, 这么好, 大好的机会, 你都放弃, 真, 真是不聪明。
Then the disciples saw you gave up such great opportunity, you were not smart.
但主知道主做什么。
But our Lord knows what he was doing.
主知道他, 这样是为人, 他要怎么样遵父神的旨意。
Our Lord knows that as he became man on earth, he shall follow Father's will.
所以呢, 他知道怎么样从神那里去支取所需要的一切的供应。
So he knows how to receive all the provision from God.
所以每一次他一出来的时候呢, 诶, 那些许多的需要他一下就满足了。
So as soon as he come out again, then he's able to fulfill all the needs.
所以有能力从他身上出来。
Therefore, there was power coming out from him.
需要医治的就能得医治。
And those who need to be healed were being healed.
需要有神的话, 主耶稣给他的话恰到好处。
And for those who need God's words, the words Lord gave them were just right.
所以如果我们能够像主一样进入那个交通,
So if we're able to enter into the fellowship just like our Lord,
我们不但进入一, 而且实在是进到那个丰富里面去。
Not only we enter into the oneness, but also we enter into such riches.
啊, 这里实在是有很多很多的内容。
There are so many contents within.
不过我想, 我就不需要在这样的机会里面把它讲完。
I think I will not finish them all here.
因为呢, 这里面呢, 太多要讲好多次。
Because there are so many things in there which we shall fellowship many times.
但是这个交通我们是需要去学习的。
But we shall really learn about this fellowship.
所以你把你自己每天分一点时间给主。
So if you set your time apart a little bit to the Lord each day,
先进入简单的交通。
First, enter into a simple fellowship.
然后靠着圣灵逐渐进入更深的交通。
And by the Holy Spirit, enter into a deeper fellowship little by little.
慢慢你就会觉得父神的旨意不是那个很难的事情。
Then slowly you will feel that the will of the Father is not something so high.
慢慢你就会觉得从主那里得能力是很实际的事情。
Then slowly you realize it's a reality when you receive power from God.
而且慢慢你就知道说主怜给我们这个遇到的环境，主要借着我们的交通去胜过这个环境。
And also you will realize that for our Lord will, through the fellowship with Him, He will help us to overcome the circumstances He has measured for us.
主如果要给我们一个机会去成为一个供应者,
If the Lord gives us the opportunity to become someone who provides,
那我们也没什么东西给人家,
But we also have nothing to give.
我们就只好到天父面前去交通。
So we can only come before the Father to have fellowship with Him.
使天父成为我们供应的源头, 让一切的需要呢,
So the Heavenly Father become our source of provision, so all the needs shall be provided.
不但满足呢,
and not only being provided and satisfied, but can be entered into the reality of being one.
好，那另外一个把我们带到一的这样的一个重点是，我们需要活在神的话的实际里面。
And another key point which brings us into a reality of being one is that we shall live in the reality of God's words.
所以我们需要主帮助我们今天所读的这些圣经能带我们进入那个生命的话语。
So we need the Lord to help us so we can enter into the words of life as we read the scriptures today.
所以当那些的话我们在读的时候我们要接受那些话。
So as we read the words, we shall accept them.
好，我们如果带着怀疑的态度来读的话，我想我们那个话是很难记得的。
If we read the scriptures with doubt, then it's hard for us to remember.
所以如果我们是带着一个相信接受的心态来读的话，这些话刻在我们的心上。
So if we read them with the attitude of believing and also accepting, then those words shall be engraving us.
所以主会带我们进入那个生命话语的经历。
So our Lord will bring us into the experience of those words of life.
啊, 有的时候我们不明白。
Sometimes we do not understand.
啊, 有些情况临到我们不明白。
Sometimes we do not understand when some circumstances come upon us.
啊, 但是呢, 主允许的时候呢, 主用他的话来帮助我们。
But when the Lord permits, then He uses His words to help us.
啊，所以从这个 logos 的话进到 rhema 的话，这是件很重要的。
So it's very important to enter from the words of logos into rhema.
啊，那所以当我们进入这个一的时候呢，不是用话的解释来进入。
So as we enter into this one, it's not enter by the explanation of words.
我相信我们一起来读圣经的话，这些很多话我们要解释的话，也可以有很多种解释。
As we read the scripture together, I believe that we have many different kinds of explanations.
但是当经历主话的时候，我们把所有的解释放在主面前。
But as we experience Lord's words, then we shall put all the explanation before the Lord.
让主亲自在适当的时候带我们进入话语的世界。
So let the Lord at a suitable time to lead us enter into a reality of His words.
我听说有这样的一个经历。
I've heard of such experience.
我没有查证，不过呢，我是这样听说的。
I did not verify, but I heard about this.
就是有一次呢，有一群弟兄姊妹要在一起聚集，特别是为着刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹在一起聚集。
There was a time a group of brothers and sisters who gathered for those who just believed the Lord.
那有一个姊妹呢，她就觉得她不想去。
There was a sister who felt she did not want to go.
所以呢，她就想说，哎呀，可能我这个，她就讲一些理由说，就是那个理由就是说，我如果可以不要去就算了，就不要去了。
So she gave some excuses which would say that if she could just not go.
可是呢，主呢，在她里面就给她一句话。
But the Lord gave her a word.
这个聚集呢，是为着基督的身体的。
This gathering is for the body of Christ.
那个姊妹呢，她一得到这个话呢，她突然里面呢就刚强起来。
So as soon as the sister received such words, her inner man becomes strengthened.
不但参加那个聚集。
Not only she attend the gathering.
她尽她所能的，能够给那个聚集呢带来丰富。
She tried her best to provide the riches to that gathering.
为着基督的身体，这是圣灵给她的话。
For the body of Christ is what the words given by the Holy Spirit.
我们在一起聚集的时候，只是一个社交活动呢？
Is it just a social gathering as we gather?
还是一个身体的经历？
Or the experience of the body?
是基督身体肢体的互动呢？
Is the activity between the members of Christ?
还是只是人际关系的这样的一个关系而已呢？
Or is just a social type of relationship?
所以如果是基督身体的一个聚集的话，
So if it's the gathering of the body of Christ,
我们就需要主启示我们。
We will need the Lord to reveal to us.
我们需要主帮我们除去肢体与肢体之间互动的障碍。
Then we will need the Lord to remove the hindrance between the movement of the body of Christ.
所以许多时候我们不知道应该怎么做或怎么说。
So most of the time we do not know what we should do or say.
但是圣灵知道。
But the Holy Spirit knows.
所以神用他的话把我们带到这个一的实际。
So God uses His words to bring us into a reality of this one.
神用他的话把我们带到这个分别为圣的实际。
And God uses His words to bring us into a reality of sanctification.
神也用他的话把我们带到胜过黑暗势力的实际。
And God also uses His words to lead us into a reality of overcome all the power of darkness.
另外一面，要我们进入在基督与同归于一的这样的一个经历。
And on the other hand, also for us to enter into a reality of being summed up in one in Christ.
我们必须要愿意背起自己的十字架。
We shall be willing to bear up our own cross.
所以十字架的经历和交通是重要的。
Therefore, it's very important for the experience of Christ and of its fellowship.
所以十字架的意义是我们需要明白的。
Therefore, we shall understand the meaning of the cross.
那这个事情呢，我在主面前稍微思想一下。
And I have meditated before the Lord about this.
啊，十字架呢，它是神使死人复活的权柄和生命显出来的一个工具。
The cross is the vessel for God to let one being resurrected from the dead and also reveal its life.
今天我们说我们有复活的生命在我们里面。
Today we do say we have such resurrected life in us.
你真的确信吗？
Do you firmly believe on that?
你有把握吗？
Are you rest sure?
看你怎么样背十字架跟随主。
Let's see how you bear up your cross and follow the Lord.
这个十字架当然是指的天父的旨意，不是指的我们一般所遇到的事情。
This cross means the will of the Heavenly Father, not just the things we encounter.
所以如果 你知道你有把握这个复活的生命在你里面。
If you know and you are sure that this life of resurrection is in you,
你就不怕主允许十字架的功课给你。
Then you shall not be afraid the Lord allows the lessons of Christ to be upon you.
许多时候我们逃避十字架，就是我们对这个生命没有把握。
Many oftentimes we run away from the cross is because we are not rest assured about this life.
而且愿意背十字架的人，他更能够经历在地如同在天的实际。
And for those who are willing to bear the cross, he's able to experience more about the life on earth as it is in heaven.
虽然斯提凡他不是被钉死在十字架。
Although Stephen was not being crucified on the cross.
但他因为这个为神做见证的缘故。
But because for the sake of testify for God.
他虽然被致死。
Although he was being put to death.
但他的天是开的。
But he had an open heaven.
所以你如果愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主，你更容易经历到天向你是开的。
Therefore, if you are willing to bear up the cross to follow the Lord, it will be easier for you to experience an open heaven.
而且你如果愿意背起自己十字架跟随主，
Also, if you are willing to bear up your cross to follow the Lord,
你就会发现神是用十字架来胜过仇敌，这是神一个奇特的方法。
Then you will realize that through the cross, God overcome his enemy, which is an amazing way.
这是我们很难想象的。
It's something that we cannot imagine.
撒旦的诡计就是把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
For the trick of Satan was to crucify our Lord on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上就打破了撒旦的头。
Then our Lord on the cross crushed the head of Satan.
撒旦说，钉死他，钉死他。
Satan says, crucify him, crucify him.
主从死里复活。叫所有这些钉死他的人都羞愧。
Then our Lord risen from the dead and put to shame of all those who crucify him.
所以你愿意经历与主的头，就是你愿意经历主的得胜，你必须要接受主给你的十字架。
Therefore, if you would like to experience the overcoming of our Lord, then you should accept the cross.
主也借着十字架的功课，十字架的工作。真是使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
And also through the work of Christ, our Lord put all things in heaven and earth to sum up all in Christ.
当主死而复活以后
，After our Lord risen from the dead，
你看那个得救的人数是一批一批的来。
You see those being saved, those who were being saved become in groups.
有一件事情很困难，那些祭司啊。他怎么能够活在信心里面？
And there was one thing difficult. How could those priests live in faith?
那些祭司常常是为人杀羊杀牛的，然后献祭的。
For all those priests, they had to kill the cows or lambs to offer up sacrifices.
我相信主耶稣跟他讲破头，他们都听不懂。
I believe that even our Lord Jesus said many times to them, but they could not understand.
但是呢，主耶稣死而复活以后呢？好些的祭司呢，就信了主，然后呢是跟随信心的路走。
But after our Lord Jesus risen from the dead, there were many priests believe unto the Lord and walk in the faith.
所以你看十字架的功课是很奇妙的。
So it's very amazing of the lessons of Christ.
今天你在弟兄姊妹当中彼此的服侍。
Today as you serve among brothers and sisters.
你要像保罗一样，愿意背起自己的十字架，为主受苦。
You shall be like Paul, willing to bear up your cross and suffer for the Lord.
所以服侍人不是光为人做事而已。
So to serve people, not only to work for people.
服侍人可能在人还不明白的时候，你已经接受主的十字架在你身上做工。
for those who serve, even before you understand, maybe you have already accepted the cross of the Lord to work upon you.
神到的时候就把生命供应出去。
And when the time comes that life is able to be provided.
所以但愿主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
当然我们如果要讲这事还有很多可以讲。
We still have a lot more to talk about if we want to continue.
我只是提醒大家一点。
But I just like to remind you.
当主如果把功课给你的时候希望你不要拒绝。
If the Lord gives you the lessons, then hope that you will not reject.
这是通往荣耀的必经之路。
That is the must for the way of walk unto glory.
所以你如果盼望能够与主一同得荣耀。
So if we hope to receive glory together with the Lord,
你要去支取神儿子的信心。
You should go to receive the faith of Son of God.
神儿子怎样能够经过十字架死而复活？
How the Son of God goes through cross and risen from the dead.
我们也与他一同进入那复活的世界。
And we also experience such resurrected reality with him.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们把这些的话再交回到你的手中。
Heavenly Father, once again we commit those words back onto your hands.
求你宝血遮盖，也借着圣灵来为我们做更新和过滤的工作。
May your precious blood cover them and also through the Holy Spirit filter them and renew them.
凡是我们需要明白的，求你启示我们，让我们可以明白。
For those words that we need to understand, reveal to us so we can understand.
凡是我们需要进入实际的，求你借着圣灵带我们进入实际。
For those we need to enter into their reality, pray that you through Holy Spirit lead us into their reality.
愿你真是照着你的旨意，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Pray that according to your will, let all things in heaven and earth be summed up one in Christ Jesus.
也施恩给我们，叫我们能够在当中得到基业。
So may you be gracious to us, so we can receive the inheritance within.
愿你在这里得着一批在基督里首先有盼望的人。
Pray that you receive a group of people who are pre-trusted in Christ.
能够与你使万有在基督里面同归于一同工，能够做成你所要做成的。
So they can co-work together to accomplish what you would do as you put all things in Christ.
愿你得着荣耀、颂赞和赞美。
May you receive all the glory, honor, and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.